For 9 years in a row, ranking Arizona's number one most trusted referral network, RosieOnTheHouse.com.
Information that you can't get anywhere else.
And 30 years of Rosie on the House.
Every Saturday morning, this is hour number four of our weekly live broadcast. Hour number one, Arizona People, Places, and Things. We talked to a gentleman that runs the trail system today. Great conversation about rails to trails. If you're looking for a hiking destination, they repurpose train tracks, abandoned train tracks, to hiking trails. And what's great about that is, if you notice, trains aren't on a big incline.
They're never on a big grade. That's right. That's exactly right.
8 o'clock hours, our outdoor living hour. It's the fourth Saturday of the month. So we had urban farmer Greg in with us, and he had special guest Kari Spencer. 9 o'clock, open line hour, and it was topic related. We brought in Dr.
Mike Manning.
Dr. Manning to talk about indoor air quality and our open line hour. And our 10 o'clock hour, we focus specifically on something that has to do with your house, home, castle, or cabin. And our topics in our 30th anniversary all revolve around our first print of our home maintenance calendar as part of our Thank You for 30 campaign that we're doing, celebrating Rosie's 30th anniversary broadcasting. April is our outdoor living month for obvious reasons here in the great state of Arizona. I don't care if you're in Flagstaff or Phoenix. How great is it outside right now?
Absolutely.
Obviously different environments. You're talking about the Palo Verde showers down here, Palo Verde blossom showers in the desert, but oh, imagine and what those pines smell like this morning.
Well, the pine pollen. Oh. You know, you got the yellow pine pollen up in Flag. You got the
junipers,
Palo Verde.
Alligator junipers around Sedona, Manzanita. Oh, just the sights and smells of Arizona this time of year are wonderful. And we've brought Mark Gabbard in of Sunburst Landscape and Easy Turf to talk about our outdoor living spaces and creating those environments. Our article this week was on 7 things to know about patio furniture. Because, man, why wouldn't you want to be comfortable when you sit outside? It's not like those old resort-type chairs that have those strap bands on them that conform to your body after you sit there and you stand up. You got lines all down your skin. After about 10 minutes, you're uncomfortable and can never get comfortable again in them.
Yeah, or if you're a bigger guy like myself, you can't quite get out of them. Or they don't last very long.
You got to do the roll off.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Yep, absolutely.
Well, outdoor furniture has come a long way. Like you say, Romy, this is wrapping up a whole month where we've talked outdoor living is in the way of misting systems, evap cooling systems. I love the Phoenix Manufacturing's new roll around evap coolers that let you stow
patio
ice chests in the top with cold drinks, and the cold water drips down, even adding more cooling power to the evaporative modular unit on the back patio.
I repacked our rodeo rig so we could take the patio pal with us on the trail.
Oh, nice. Absolutely.
Nice. Keep the horses cool, let it blow underneath our little pop-up chest right there.
We talked about shade trellises and all the different products and materials that's available with our Tom Booth, a Booth built. And so now we're bringing in Mark in here talking about, y'all just helped us transform a backyard in Moon Valley. That was a great project.
That was a great project. That's something that you guys helped bring to the table for us, where she had some additional needs for structural stuff in the home, some remodeling needs inside the home. And then the backyard definitely had some challenges that needed to be taken care of.
Romy, this young couple and her parents, probably the smartest people on the planet. They were looking to upgrade their housing, and they were financially responsible enough for when the downturn hit. They found a house elevated with a gorgeous view on the hillside in Moon Valley that they bought for about 41 cents on the dollar from its peak value.
And you know what? You're seeing that a lot right now.
And they just rode that thing right back to the top and lived in it pretty much the way it was for a few years, let the equity come back into the property, and then decided to give us a call, longtime listeners of the show, and said, let's get the Pella window package put in. Let's infill the sunken living room. They needed a bigger shade patio on the backyard to enjoy the backyard. And then they had some structural problems on the retaining wall in the backyard, and that's where we brought Mark and Felipe. Yeah. Felipe did it. He is a great guy.
I tell you what, Felipe has been with my uncle for over 35 years. This guy,
I would take 100 Felipes.
Man, he came on at the age of 16 and worked summers and then developed into a full-time guy, and he's the best in the market, hands down. I mean, he's done Cardinal Stadium. He managed the Diamondback Stadium project, Maricopa County Courthouse, Sky Harbor Airport here recently. And what's cool is
Jackie's backyard.
And that's what's neat is he has that ability to go back and forth. So when we have projects that need certain care and attention, you know, for safety reasons with like retention walls and what have you, he's pretty phenomenal. He's pretty amazing.
Well, using that backyard as an example, you stepped out into a west-facing backyard that had just a little bitty tiny shade structure on it. So we had to blow that out and give some shade room. And then y'all took the levels of the backyard and created some creative spaces.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, being an older home, it's interesting because you're seeing that a lot right now. It used to be to where, as contractors, you kind of advertise where the new buildings were going in, stuff like that. But that trend has changed. Just like with Jackie, people got really smart and are investing in these older homes and older areas, like a Sunny Slope. Shout out to the Vikings, my alma mater. But areas like that.
Nobody's perfect.
Right? Right. where people are buying these homes like Jackie, and they're investing in it, and they're remodeling it, and they're becoming amazing pieces, like in Jackie's situation. Older backyard, older pool, where we had to go in and do a lot of demolition. But she had some layers to the property where we were able to create different levels with retention walls. And there's such great products out there.
And it's companies. A family. There were kids and there were pets. You had to accommodate everything.
Yeah, two or three real big dogs, kids. They ended up going with Easy Turf Artificial Grass, which is a product we represent.
Now, what were their thought processes there as a family? Real or artificial? Real or artificial?
You know, that's a great question because that's what people are investigating right now. And now the artificial turf market has become, I want to do it, so how do I determine what's best for me and which products or what have you? So in their situation, having the dogs was the critical piece because you do have to find something that's pet friendly. And very, very few products out there are pet friendly when it comes to artificial turf. That's just the way it is.
And like the pets just don't like the aroma of them, or they don't?
Drainage is the big key.
Is it?
Yep. Drainage is the big key in how you can alleviate the urine out of the system. Otherwise, it sits and gets baked into the system, and it becomes something you wish you never invested in.
Ooh.
So there's a lot of homework that needs to be done
Ooh, nasty.
And on the Easy Turf end, that's where we become famous. We're represented by Cesar Millan. As a result of what we've developed, and there's some things there that can be researched and asked when you guys get time and call the office. But in their situation, kids, sanitation's a big deal. I used to be a high school athletic director, did a ton of research on artificial grass, thinking about transferring our athletic facilities over. The number one reason as an administration we said no was because of sanitation, blood, sweat, tears, soda, beer, wine, anything that gets spilt on it.
Your high school field had beer and wine on it.
Yeah, fundraisers. Not good for a Christian school, by the way.
Hey, if you really want to go there, I kind of helped a little bit with the Horizon football team. And how about twice a days? What's the other thing that's going out on the field during the first 2 weeks of twice a day summer practice?
Bands are out there. You got
throw up.
Throw, yeah, everything. Yep. Yep.
Lots of throw up.
Yep. Bands make you throw up?
No, it's twice a day.
No, you're right. But I mean, all that goes into your backyard. Your kids are going to be playing on it. Your dogs are going to be out there doing their business on it. So sanitation, drainage, your ability to have success with pets and kids and artificial turf becomes critical. And there's a lot of research to be done there because we've become the number three market in the country for artificial grass behind Vegas and Southern California. And Texas is right on their heels.
Water-driven.
Yep, it's water-driven, maintenance-driven. In our situation, all the reseeding and maintenance and stuff like that that goes into it. So when it comes to deciding to invest in artificial grass, does it make sense for your family? What are you going to be using it for? And as you investigate that, artificial turf is not built the same. And especially when you live in a dry desert heat landscape like we do, where most of the research in artificial grass is done in areas where it's high humidity, stuff along those lines. You got to do homework on heat factor. The reality is all turf is made out of plastic. We know what our sun does to plastic.
That's right.
So if you want to go cheap, you're going to get cheap. And we know what the sun does to cheap plastic. So as you investigate those things with artificial turf, you got to understand there's a lot of options out there, and you got to do a bunch of homework so you don't end up in a situation that you regret financially.
So sanitation-wise, do you just power wash the turf, or do you leave the sprinkler systems in? What do you do?
Yeah, there's options. Like working on a design right now for a gentleman out in Gilbert where he's doing about 2,000 square feet behind a garage guest house area specifically for his 150-pound bloodhounds. And so
that's a big blood.
Yeah, in his situation, we have the ability to install irrigation systems that you can operate from your phone. So we're going to install a perimeter irrigation system for him that he can just flip on with his phone, rinse it down, flip it off when he's done, or what have you. Or if he's on vacation, he wants to do the maintenance on his backyard, he can turn it on with his phone and turn it off. So there's some situations where you can put irrigation systems in. We recommend personally you don't leave irrigation system in unless you can make it perimeter. Because if your heads are interior, it's very difficult to locate those leaks when they happen. And now you're back to the water issue when you can't identify it for a year. And we had that happen to where we recommended not. They did it. There was a leak that went on for a year. They couldn't figure out why their water bill was so high until a maintenance guy stepped in that area and went about ankle deep. But if it's perimeter, it's easy to identify and it's easy to fix.
You don't have to rip up the whole roll of turf to artificial turf.
Yeah, yeah. And then the maintenance aspect of it, again, drainage system is key. Not everybody has the same drainage systems. So you got to investigate that. You got to investigate the details behind it. Because just like anybody, any kind of a used car salesman that wants to come and sell turf, they can talk their drainage system any way they want. But you got to do the homework and you got to find out the details behind the details to really understand what you're getting.
Join the conversation at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. And let's talk about enjoying this beautiful Arizona weather.
With the desert sun blazing year-round, your home needs to have fortress-level protection against intense sun rays and oppressive heat. Hey y'all, Rosie here. Fortunately, Pella Impervia fiberglass windows and doors are built to withstand the southwest climate and stay looking great for years. And it gets better. These energy-efficient Pella products can help keep your home more comfortable. So when you leave the sauna outside, you're greeted with a rejuvenating burst of cool air inside. The team from your local Pella Window and Doors of Scottsdale or Tucson can finish your installation project in as little as a day. You're just a short call away from a cooler, better-looking, more energy-efficient home. Visit the showroom in Scottsdale or call 877-987-3552. To lock in your Pella savings now. That's 877-987-3552. Call Pella now.